Good morning. Hello and welcome to Money Control's Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad and today is June 20 and here are the top things to know before the market opens. After the markets continued losses for the third consecutive day, the GET trends in the GIFT Nifty is pointing out to a muted start for our own markets. If you look at the developments between the Iran and Israel conflict, a major hospital in Israel's south has sustained extensive damage from a wave of Iranian missiles, according to reports. Iran said it targeted a nearby technology park it claims was used by the Israeli military. President Donald Trump said he will allow 2 weeks for diplomacy to proceed before deciding whether to launch a strike in Iran. So as the conflict rages on for the 8th consecutive day, we'll watch out for more developments that is coming in from the Middle East. But from the market's front, yesterday, we saw that the Nifty did extend its downward trajectory for the third consecutive day amid rising geopolitical tensions. And on the day of Nifty weekly expiry, the index witnessed lackluster performance and confined within a narrow range of just 130 points. It did end the day with a minor loss of 19 points below that 24,800 levels. And if you look at the broader end of the markets, that witnessed a bigger drop, where we saw that the mid-cap index ended 2% lower against flat to negative close for the benchmarks. Nearly 90% of 100 mid-cap stocks closed with cuts. From the sectoral perspective, except auto, all the major indices closed in the red. Now, as of today, experts believe that if Nifty breaches the 24,500 to 24,450 zone, that becomes a crucial support area that we need to watch out. On the upside, 25,000 mark remains a critical hurdle for any further upward movement. Coming to stocks that will remain in focus today, first up are shares of Hindustan Aeronautics, as the board will consider a final dividend for FY25 on June 27. Second up, shares of United Spirits will be in focus as the company is set to acquire a majority stake in Now Spirits for 130 crore rupees. Third, shares of Kane's Technology will be in focus as the company opened 1600 crore rupees QIP issue and approved a flow price of 56.25 rupees per share. Third, shares of Natco Pharma will be in focus as US FDA concluded its inspection at the Hyderabad plant and issued 7 observations in Form 483. And finally, shares of ITD Cementation will be in focus as the company has secured 2 new contracts, which is worth about 960 crore rupees. Coming to global markets, let's take a look how they fared. If you look at overnight, the US markets were closed for the Juneteenth holiday. However, the US stock futures fell in early Asian hours as investors poured through the latest developments in the Middle East. On the other hand, if you look at the Asia-Pacific markets, they traded mixed as investors assessed China data and monitored escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. If you look at Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225, that dropped about 0.1%, while the broader topics index fell about 0.25%. We did see in Japan that the country's core inflation rate has climbed to 3.7% in May, which is its highest level since January 2023. On the other hand, if you look at the Korean markets, Kospi increased by 0.6% and Australia fell about 0.6% in a choppy trade. On the other hand, if you look at the mainland Chinese markets, that started the day flat, while Hong Kong index added about 0.5% after People's Bank of China expectedly kept its loan rates unchanged at 3% for the 1-year loan prime rate and 3.5% for the 5-year loan prime rate. Coming to the commodities market, oil prices rose about 3% after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered Israel's military to intensify attacks against Iran, and investors watched out for signs whether the US will increase involvement in the conflict. Ultimately, we saw that the Brent crude closed about $78 per barrel, its highest settlement since January 22. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have market expert Sunil Subramaniam joining us, who talks more about whether gold prices which would edge higher in the coming days amid the ongoing tensions in the Middle East. Listen in.
gold will continue to rise. I mean, no, it went up about 25-28% over the last year, but don't expect the same kind of rally, but definitely double-digit growth in gold prices. And it's not just the continuing uncertainty. The Fed's rate cut, two rate cuts, will lead to pressure on the dollar. When the dollar is under pressure, gold is a natural alternative. And I think I read a lot of reports saying that central bankers are all looking to increase their gold reserves in the coming year. So all of this is a positive for gold prices. Now, what is the impact of gold prices? Yes, to some extent, it will hurt people's buying because the jewelry, you know, when people see these prices rising, they like to postpone their purchases. But bear in mind, a significant proportion of this happens with trading old gold jewelry. Right. So what happens there is that then that comes in as sales for these companies that you mentioned in the gold space, is that their business will get, because at these times when price rise, people say, okay, let me take my old gold, old jewelry, which is out of fashion, maybe bought years ago, and trade it in for new. So you'd see sales pick up there coming from a traded jewelry. One. Two is that all of these companies hold inventory of gold. So to that extent, you know, from a valuations perspective, their stock of gold rises in that valuation. And to that extent, you know, their working capital limits, they need to borrow from a bank, you have a higher value of gold to pledge to get the money. So that's again a positive for them because all of them have been buying gold continuously to stock to make jewelry over this period. So I think overall, that's why it's a positive sign. And in India, no, if it's a wedding season, festival season, a gold purchase is given Diwali for Dhanteras or a wedding, you're not going to stop that just because gold prices are high. So a certain amount of core demand which comes from an event like a Dhanteras or like a wedding, that will continue. It's only at the margin that, you know, a fashion jewelry or something, you would think a little bit. Like I said, but trading old gold will again come in and substitute a part of it. So overall, I remain reasonably positive on the jewelry side because they are also part of the discretionary retail, right? Which is where the higher disposable incomes will get deployed. I would say that that's something that will also help the gold demand from retail.
That's all we have from this edition of Money Control's Market Minutes. We'll be back with more next week at the same time.